Pablo for breakfast. Get it when you want with the best bits plus new stuff you haven't heard. Download the Listener app now.
Ever since I was being given a microphone, I've been banging on about the fact that we need to move to a four-day work week. And I reckon this is brilliant because Carla Thomas, she's a holistic health expert. She's done up a bit of a blog talking about some of the health benefits of a four-day working week. Can me and you just agree, Carla, let's change everything to 4 days?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with a four-day work week. I don't think I've heard of anyone ever complain of a three-day weekend, when we have public holidays. So let's bring it in.
So it's not just about, like, getting an extra day off and we're not going to be doing as much work. Yeah, there's been some science sort of come out and there's been some businesses, not only in Australia but also in the UK, look at the productivity of going to a four-day work week. So what does it show?
Well, look, the research is suggesting 78% of employees the four-day working week are, reporting being happier and less stressed. And I think that makes sense because when we think about it now, 2 days of the weekend really isn't dedicated to complete R&R. Most of the time we're running around trying to, get to our errands, our chores, social commitments, family commitments, if you've got kids. There's not a lot of room to actually rest and recover. And then walking to Monday, you don't feel refreshed at all. You still feel exhausted. So I think the idea of having that extra day is actually allowing more time to get to the things we need to do, but also allowing that time to rest. And that also includes making time for our health and improving that, which we know when we're in a good place with our health, we are more productive, more focused, and generally, feeling good about being at work.
So if we did have that extra day, does it mean we can just lie on the couch and watch Netflix? Is that what you're advising?
Look, if that's what you want to do with your day and that's your way of, relaxing, go for it. But I think we definitely need to have an entire full day where there is that space to sort of allow it to flow and do the activities that for each of us are our ways of filling our own cup. And, sometimes that is having a full day to actually do nothing.
Well, I think the interesting thing as well is now that we're just on so much more, right? We've got our usually our work emails on our phone. We usually, we take work home a lot more with us. So it kind of makes sense that maybe since we're on a lot more time during the week, let's just shrink that week a little bit because people are putting in extra hours and we've seen working from home as well. The productivity is still there. People are still getting the job done.
Absolutely. I think COVID really showed that with the whole working from home and it really changed the game in terms of employers' perspective to have that trust that, not all of our employees actually need to be in here or at least not every day. And if they do need to stay, home from work because of kids or for whatever reason that date's more convenient, it's cool as long as they get, the work required done. And at the end of the day, because we have so much stimulus coming from everywhere and we get distracted and we do sort of do things that aren't related to work during the day, a lot of the time the actual amount of productivity is done within like 6 hours or so. And the rest is just filling in time because we're supposed to be at work. And that, again, is then eating up time that you could have potentially gone and done something really good for you, whether that's moving, whether it's, spending time with family, that actually, again, refreshes and rejuvenates you instead of just wasting a couple of hours at work, not really working just because you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, sitting on Facebook watching cat videos. I mean, that's the thing. And I've always been against that whole thing, you've got to be there till 5. Because if you've done your work and, you're productive and you're turning out good work, if you get it done early, I mean, you should be rewarded, right? I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they're looking at the moment. The 6-month trial they're doing in the UK is attempting to measure whether workers can still operate at 100% productivity for 80% of the time. So they're working 4 days a week. You're still getting paid the same and you're working less hours, but you're still basically hitting the same amount of work you would if you had the 5-day week. And I think, it kind of makes sense because a lot of us now, when you think about it, we get to Friday anyway, being Friday today, and we're like, I'm pretty done. Like, I'm just ticking whatever boxes need to be there. I'm not really starting up any new projects or, getting right into it. I'm just like, is it, 4 or 5 o'clock yet? So
totally.
I think, and it doesn't even have to be a Friday. Some people prefer, I spoke to a few others when we had the Australia Day in the middle of the week, and some people really love that. They love the breakup of their working week to be able to just kind of stop and refresh and have that to themselves.
I reckon it's fantastic. If people do want to find out more, carlathomas.com.au. And the other thing that I've noticed as well, and I think this is really good for hospitality businesses, I've seen a lot close on a Monday, just to give their, you know, especially their kitchen staff, who are just absolutely under the pump at the moment. And we know right around WA, there's extreme staff shortages. So it may be a combination of that as well. But also, I've saw businesses doing this 2-3 years ago. It's like, we're just taking a day off. We're just going to shut down. Monday's a quiet day anyway. Give everyone that rest, because especially in hospitality, you know, the weekend, you're flat out.
Yeah, I think we've really just changed that mentality around, or it is changing, and the idea that having a day off or not filling up every day is seen as lazy or not doing as much as you could. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's leading to a lot of unnecessary burnout and just, like, dissatisfaction and resentfulness. And that shows up in your work. So wouldn't you rather have employees that get that time to look after themselves, feel good, and actually come to work? Like, I'm ready to go. I'm excited to be here, and I'm going to give you my best.
Find out more, carlathomas.com.au. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the chat.
It's the podcast for Karratha, the Pablo for Breakfast podcast, streaming now on the Listener app.